From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. They have released a photo of a suspect in Tuesday's bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station. At least 30 people were killed. The photograph taken shows a man wearing a black hat, a light-colored jacket, and sunglasses pushing an airport luggage cart along with two other men who are believed to have been suicide bombers. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. U.S. officials have renewed calls to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Ash Carter says the U.S. and its allies will do everything they can to protect their nations. New York and Washington authorities boosted security patrols in the wake of the attacks. The U.S. Embassy in Brussels has recommended Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it's time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations.
The history of the United States and Cuba encompass revolution and conflict, struggle and sacrifice, retribution and now reconciliation. It is time now for us to leave the past behind.
Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from El Gran Teatro de Havana with Cuban President Raul Castro seated nearby. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou leading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote, with about three-fourths of the constituencies counted. This is VOA News.